President Mahmoud Ahmadinejad, thank you so much for taking the time out of your busy schedule to be on RT and to answer a number of questions that I'd like to put to you and get your latest thoughts on domestic issues and international issues. I'll start, if I may, with the story that's made all the news headlines for the past 6 months, that's unfolded in North Africa and the Middle East, that's been dubbed the Arab Spring. What are your views on the Arab Spring? I know you've spoken about it before, but I just wanted to hear your latest thoughts. Do you think it's a popular uprising for the better to bring democracy, or do you think it's something maybe that's been orchestrated from abroad? Over to you, sir.
We've seen very important developments in our region and in North Africa. It's not only about the people in the region. Today, justice and dignity are among the requirements of all human beings. Africa has the same aspirations, and I think our region has the ability to run our own countries, and they have the ability to reach their goals and objectives. It's important to take note on the interference of NATO in the region. NATO has interfered in the affairs of Libya. The Security Council has made a mistake. Instead of sending bombs and planes to Libya, they should have sent mediation groups in order to prepare for free elections under the auspices of the UN, and whoever won the elections would be acceptable for the people. But the Security Council hastily issued a resolution, and it has complicated the situation that has led to the killings and the massacre of people and destruction of infrastructure in the country.
Do you think Iran needs to liberalize? Do you think you should introduce more political reforms to maybe head off something similar happening in this country as well at some point in the future? Does it worry you at all?
I think the entire world needs more freedom, and more than everybody else in the world, the Europeans and the Americans need freedom. In Europe, is there freedom, really? Is there real freedom in the United States? They're beating people in the streets.
Do you think the dissenting voices in your country, of which there are some, are listening to you? Do you give any heed to what they have to say to you?
I think we have more freedom in Iran than other countries, and the voices are heard more than in other countries. I am among the people, and I am in close contact with the people. We have mass media, we have free press, and they criticize the government. But if you think I'm going to say we have an ideal situation, where in the world can you find a fully ideal country? Iran is among the best countries in the world in this respect. We've never said we are perfect. There should be a comparison.
Let's look now at your neighbours and your relationship with some of your nearest neighbours. I'm thinking Bahrain, Yemen, Lebanon, Iraq, Palestine. Some of those countries have been complaining that you're meddling in their internal affairs. Do they have a point?
Have we done a bad thing? That we said that people should not be killed in Bahrain? What bad thing did we do? Do you call it interference? Who is using military force in Bahrain? Are we doing that? Who is interfering in the internal affairs of the region? Show me one place or one location in the world where Iranian military forces are present. There is no such place. The British forces, American forces, NATO forces, they're around us everywhere. They're surrounding Iran. And those same forces say Iran is interfering in the internal affairs of the region. What could we say to that?
Only recently, Iran announced that you've stepped up production of new centrifuges, faster, better centrifuges to make better, higher quality uranium. The question mark is why? I know you've said all the way along the line, Iran does not want nuclear weapons, Iran is a peaceful country. But of course, a lot of people in the West don't believe that. They do feel that there's not enough transparency. Do you think this country, you should be doing more to make it more transparent?
We don't like that some countries have nuclear weapons. If we're going to be against nuclear weapons, we must rise in opposition to current nuclear arsenals. There are now many nuclear arsenals in Belgium, in Germany, and other European countries.
So let me just get this straight. Are you saying that at some point in the future, you may want to acquire a nuclear deterrent, a nuclear weapon?
Never, never. We do not want nuclear weapons. We do not seek nuclear weapons. This is an inhuman weapon. Our religion says it is prohibited, and we are religious people. Nuclear weapons have no capability today. If any country tries to build a nuclear bomb, in fact, they waste their money and resources, and they create great danger for themselves. The international equations are not determined by nuclear arsenals today. The Americans have nuclear bombs and nuclear weapons, and could they win in Iraq and Afghanistan? Could the nuclear weapons help the Israelis to gain victory in Lebanon and Gaza? Could nuclear weapons help the former Soviet Union from collapse? Nuclear weapons are the weapons of the previous century. Our goal in the country and the goal of our people is peace for all. Nuclear energy for all and nuclear weapons for none. All nuclear activities in Iran are monitored by the IAEA. There have been no documents against Iran from the agency. It's just a claim by the US that we are after nuclear weapons.
Do you ever consider it possible that the United States or Israel could make a strike against you, could launch military action against your country? Does it worry you?
They want to do it, but they know our power. They know that we would give them a very decisive response.
I'm sorry to ask you again this. When you say a decisive response, what do you mean? Can you just outline what you're talking about there?
We would give them a crushing response. That's our normal reaction. We have a saying, if someone throws a small stone, you reply with a bigger one. We will defend ourselves to our full capability. But I hope that will never come. There's no reason for war. Why should they attack us?
And the same regards Israel as well, then. Yes, there's no reason ever to go to war with them. There's no reason ever to make a first strike, a preemptive strike against them. Would you ever see that scenario?
The case of the Zionist regime is different. It was created for the purpose of threats and aggression. It was created to secure the interests of the West. If the Zionist regime didn't terrorize, occupy, or threaten, it wouldn't exist. They've been created solely for that purpose. And in the past 60 years, they've always done the same thing. They've always behaved the same way. But anyway, they can look at the world map. They can see Iran there, and our history, and our geopolitics.
Bushehr nuclear power plant, which has been in development for a long time. Obviously, as a country, you must be very much looking forward to that coming on stream to give you nuclear power. Do you know when that launch date will be now, the operational date when it feeds the grid?
It will be operational, they say, before the end of the year. There is no problem. Of course, it's part of the relationship between us and Russia, and of course that can be seen by the world community. And the entire international community watches how Russians are building our nuclear power plant.
I'd like to focus on China, fast-developing country, actively promoting itself here in Iran at the moment. How do you see Iranian development both ways? Do you think you'll be selling more of your energy to China in future?
We have a two-way relationship. Iran and China are two important and large countries, and they enjoy centuries-old civilizations and consciousness. We've always maintained friendly ties, and today we have identical views on international development. But the common denominator in our relationship is based on justice and security for all.
I want to ask you as well about your relationship with Russia. It has always been very good, but it was a little shaky when, for the first time, Russia decided to go with sanctions imposed here. You said that was inadmissible last year, unacceptable. What are your relations with Russia now?
Iran and Russia are two neighbors. Geographically, we should always remain neighbors. We cannot change that reality because we cannot move our land. We must be friends and we must remain friends. We must be in a position to make use of these resources and common views. Earlier, I had very good talks with Mr. Putin and also very useful discussions with President Medvedev. I hope we'll be able to expand our bilateral relations, especially with regard to the present global economic and political changes. Iran and Russia can offer common solutions to the current international troubles. And the two sides must develop their ties and contacts, and hopefully we'll be able to increase the level of those bilateral relations.
In 2013, you'll be coming to the end of your second and final presidential term. You've been extremely busy for the last 8 years. What are you going to do then? What does a president then become? What are you looking forward to doing? And what will you miss about the job?
We have free elections in our country. Whoever is elected by the people will be the right one, and this is the right of our nation. They have the right to freely elect anybody they wish, and I will help them. I'm a university professor and have preserved this job and profession, and I'll continue to serve the nation anywhere and at the university. There'll be no problem.
Can I ask you, though, what you will most miss about the job, what you most enjoyed about the job?
Myself.
Okay. President Mahmoud Ahmadinejad of Iran, thank you so much for taking the time to be with RT International. We know your time's precious and it's very much appreciated.